between love and you. Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all.
Boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up on this beautiful Friday. Well, the sun's coming back out. I like to call it a peekaboo sun because it goes in and out, you know. I don't know what it's actually called. I'm no meteorologist, but I call it a peekaboo sun. 3:09 in the afternoon. That was your 3:10 in the afternoon. That was your threesome at three. And I don't know if you could come up with a better threesome than some Journey. Because I love me some Journey, and I wanted to play, you know, some Journey songs that you don't normally hear. But I get a phone call right here. Hey, maybe it's DJ Kawa. Let's see. Oops. WMFO, you're live on the air.
What's up, Mr. DJ?
What's up, Mrs. DJ? We miss you around these parts.
I miss you guys, too. It's been a long time, it seems.
It seems, yeah. We thought you got kidnapped.
Yeah.
But the,
nope, not kidnapped yet.
By the DJ ISIS.
No, not quite yet.
So, are you listening in, I hope?
Trying to. The signal is not so well on the North Shore. I'm going to have to complain to somebody.
Well, we're going to have to complain to the station and get a way better signal. Because we need people. But you know, you can listen on the internet, so it's not, you don't really have to be local.
I have a lot of people that want to listen that are local.
Well, honey, you can listen in Australia if you want, but you not turn on your radio and listen. Anyways, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, well, right. What do you want me to say? I'm jumping up and down, spitting nickels out of my ass. I don't know.
Any special dances going on in studio?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say to you, honestly. I said, I miss you here, to tape my, video my stupidity. I say tape because I'm old. But, yeah, I was just jamming away here by myself. There's nobody, I don't even think there's anybody within a 3-mile radius of this place. It's just me. Yeah, and I'm just going to town, jamming away. Hey, whatever. It's rock and roll, man. It's my favorite thing to do.
Awesome.
And just enjoying myself. But I do miss you and Chris very much. And I wish you guys were here, honestly, because it's not the same. You know, I don't get that banter back and forth, and I don't get to see Chris fall on the floor when I crack a joke laughing because his laughter is very infectious. And I don't get to see you just going, shaking your head at both of us going, I can't believe you guys. Because that makes the show. It really does.
Awesome.
So
I will be back soon.
Well, what does soon mean?
I'm hoping maybe next week. I have a lot of gigs going on.
Hey, Chris said he was going to climb up the stairs with just his arms, no matter what it takes, to be here. So you better.
All right, we'll see what we can do for next week.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, no, I'm only kidding. You know I love you, and I hope things are well. I know you're busy. You know that's good. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. Graduation, lots of parties.
Making money, man. You gotta.
And trying to get some sleep in between is always fun. So.
Right, and you have the graduation and all the goings on with that. But tell Eric, tell Big E, I said hi. You know, I miss him too. I mean, he can come on the show anytime. You know, I know he probably works during the show, but he's more than welcome.
He does. Thank you. But we'll have to do drinks on the deck soon.
Oh, yeah. You have to convince me.
Yeah, I know.
You kidding me?
Right.
I'll fly in with a hang glider. I'll be there in no time.
We'll plan that soon.
So, anything else, honey? You want to promote something? You go right ahead.
Oh, I'm doing all private parties. So
they're just private.
Can't do any crashes. No wedding crashes.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you can't really announce it. Okay, but that's cool.
Thank you for offering.
Well, keep in touch, please. You know,
listeners out there,
to let me know what's going on. You know,
I will.
I feel so lonely, sad, and lonely here. All by myself.
I bet you do. You're quiet now without us obnoxious.
I can't do it without looking at you guys across from me. I have two cardboard cutouts of you and Chris across from me, so it makes it a little easier.
No, that's funny.
But anyways, yeah.
At the game.
I'm going to the game, yeah. A little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Red Sox. That'll be a good time. It's nice out.
Yeah. I hope I'll get out of here early anyways and I'll meet up with Dawn and we'll hit Wahlburgers. Hopefully we can get in there, you know.
Nice.
You know, I love Wahlburgers. Oh. But I've never been to the Fenway one. Never. I've been to the other ones.
I haven't gone to any of them.
You have no idea what you're missing. And I'm a burger connoisseur. I am a burger connoisseur. I'm not lying to you. I mean, I used to think Fuddruckers was okay, and then I had R.J. Sullivan's, and that was unbelievable. I'm telling you right now, Wahlburgers blows them all away. They're onion strings. They are so good. I'm not a huge onion ring fan, but oh my God. Yeah. They're absolutely awesome. Delicious. Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to go to one. Go up to either Wakefield, since you're in Salem, that's probably closer. It's Linfield Wakefield line, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Linfield.
The marketplace there. Definitely. Yeah. That's probably your best bet. But I went to the original one when they first came out down in Hingham, because I knew Mark way back when we were kids and we used to go to the same gym. But that, you know, so when I seen that, I was like, oh yeah, I got to go down there and try it. And so
yeah,
I've been to the Hingham one. Sorry, the Hingham one probably half a dozen times, and then they put the one up in up by Chris there in the marketplace, and I've been there a couple times. Never been to the Fenway one though, not yet. Till tonight.
Well, hit that one tonight. Have a great time.
I certainly will.
Everybody out there has an awesome weekend. It's looking good.
There you go.
Finally here.
All right, Mama. Thanks. And I wish the family best, and I hope to see you soon, honey, because we miss you here.
Yes, you will.
All right, you're the Giddy Up family. You miss family when they're gone.
I hear ya.
All right, sweetheart.
I will see you soon. Have a great weekend.
I hope so. You too, hon. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right, DJ Carla D. Barreto. Love her. That's why she's on the show. Anyways, boys and girls, 3:17 in the afternoon. So your threesome at three was the wonderful Journey, which I love, and you can't go wrong with Journey. Look at that. And as I speak, the sun just comes out. It's 77 degrees here at the beautiful campus on Tufts University here in Medford, Mass. And, you know, I'm just hoping that we don't get any rain. I don't think we're going to, because it certainly doesn't look like it. But then you never know. We live in New England, so it could snow out in an hour. Anyways, I want to thank the funny man for calling in, of course, with the shout-outs, and DJ Carla, who, you know, we haven't heard from in a little while, but we definitely miss her so much. And she's part of, you know, she's integral with the show and everything. So, I mean, the show's, you know, it's not the same without our dynamic. But, oh, wait a minute, I think I got another call. Are you kidding me? Oh, this is pretty good. Pretty good. Because, wait a minute. All right, let's try it. WMFO, you're live on the air.
Hey, Paulie, how you doing?
What's up? Who's this?
Good. This is Joe. Joe from RPM and from Alden. We used to shoot darts with you.
Oh, okay. Joe from RPM. What's up, Joe?
Yeah. Not much. First time I just got home early today, and on Facebook I saw that the Giddy Up show was on.
Awesome.
I'm never home. So first time listening, and I like it, so it's pretty good.
Oh, very, very cool.
Trust
me, dude, it's just me today, but when I have my team here, it is off the hook. It is, you fall on the ground crying, but I'm glad you're enjoying it, because I know you like the rock and roll anyways.
Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
Of course.
And of course, you know that we bought the house here up in New Hampshire, about 14 years ago, so that's why we have
Malden. Well, I mean, obviously, you're listening to the computer, right?
Yes, I am.
But there is honestly, if you want to ever listen to it on your cell phone, there is an app. It's free. It's called TuneIn. And then once you download that on your phone, then you can just punch in WMFO, and you can listen to us whenever we're on.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, just so you know. So what's up, bud?
Not too much. Just up here, you know, with the house. We're both working, and
excellent.
My daughter's 13 now, so she's getting big.
13?
yeah.
Woo. God bless you, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good to be away from the city, of course, because we're up by Newfound Lake area, so we're in the Lake Region area.
You know, I would imagine after a while you just want to, you know, kind of get away. I don't blame you either. I tell you, you know, I mean, I've been a city boy my whole life, just about my whole life, so I don't know. I'm glad for you, though. If you're liking it, then great. Great.
It was fun. Boston was fun, but, you know, after a while, you know how it is.
Of course.
Either you're going to buy the house there or get more of your money up here. So
of course you do. Of course you do. Yeah. Without a doubt. And you get more peace and quiet as well.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely quiet up here. We're sitting on 2.25 and we can barely see another house. So.
Wow. Wow. I don't know.
It's much different than living in Malden and Everett.
Right? Well,
You look out your window and 10 feet away is the next house.
Not even 10 feet away. You're right. You're almost living in the next person's house. If you stick your head out the window, you're in the living room.
Yeah, we used to keep our shades down in our bedroom. Never opened them.
I don't blame you. Should have wallpapered right over them.
Yeah.
So, what's up, man? Do you want to hear anything, or just call, checking in? Say hi.
Yeah, I wanted to call, check in. I didn't know if I was trying to catch you kind of off the air, but I guess I got you on the air.
You're live on the air, brother. No, that's fine, man. That's
all right.
Fine. Absolutely. So, well, it's good to... go ahead.
Yeah, we're on the Facebook, like I said, so I'll post on there that I spoke to, so I think that...
Yeah, excellent, man. I appreciate it. Well, listen all the time, man, and keep in touch, and good luck with you and the fam.
Yeah, thanks, and have a good time. You're going to the game tonight, right?
Yeah, going to the game tonight. Yeah.
All right, enjoy, and hope you can get to Wahlburgers as well.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. All right. Take care, man.
All right.
Much
bye,
love.
Polly. Have a good one.
You too, bro.
Bye.
All right, my boy Joe. Wow, he moved far away, but hey, God bless him. Anyways, 3:22 in the afternoon, as I said. I'll come back with the weekend weather in a minute. But, of course, this one has been on deck for a little while. And this goes out to my boy Ricky from the Dirty E, my boy Radar. And this is Radar Love. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Sure, I've had enough. She says, a comfort coming in from above. terrific.
Almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter. We got the thing now.
boys and girls. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. Of course, the first one was Golden Airing, dedicated to my boy Ricky Cummings from the Dirty E, who is Radar. That was Radar Love, of course. And after that was, as you all know, Aerosmith with Seasons of Wither. And you all know who played in Seasons of Wither. It was Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Brett Whitford, Tom Hamilton, Joey Kramer, and of course, the famous Pauly B on cello. Anyways, welcome back, kids. 3:34 in the afternoon. And I don't have any silly news right now, so we're just going to rock on. That's all. You know, I mean, what else is there to do when you're here all alone? Just rock on, and you should see me here. If they had a camera in the studio, they'd be laughing at me. But anyways, unfortunately, it's 73 degrees. It dropped like 4 degrees since the last report. But I am going to give you weekend weather so you can plan accordingly for your barbecues and graduation parties and what you have planned for this weekend. And I am going to give you my pick for the weekend. But as right now, mostly cloudy, but it not here. I think it's just passing clouds. Like I call it peekaboo sun. So I think we're going to be looking pretty good for the night anyways, especially if you're going to the game. it says isolated showers, but I doubt it. I really do. That was supposed to be early afternoon, and right now we're mid-afternoon, so GFY. So tomorrow, it's going to be a pleasant day. Yes, mostly sunny and warm. Isolated storms, they say, but they say that about every day almost. And it's going to be lows of 58, which I doubt it'll be. Maybe when you wake up, if you wake up early enough, it'll be 58. But highs of 80s, which is not bad at all. And my pick for the weekend is Sunday. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, sir, everyone that's listening, children, neighbors, head to the beach because, or the pool, because here comes the heat. Lots, and we're getting a heat wave the next 3 days from Sunday to Tuesday. Believe it or not, that is what's considered a heat wave, 90 degrees above for 3 days straight. Now, don't ask me how I know that, but I do know that. So, anyways, head to the beach or the pools tomorrow. Sunday, if you don't have graduation parties, because you don't want them jumping in their gowns and caps. But if you do, if you don't care, then what the hell, you've already paid for them. here comes the heat. So, anyways, they say a bit breezy, but I doubt it. It's going to be highs of 92. Highs of 92. That is the pick of the weekend. Never mind the weekend, the week coming up. And I don't usually do the Mondays, and you know, after the weekend, I give you the weekend weather. But Monday is supposed to be a high of 91, and Tuesday is supposed to be a high of 90. So plan accordingly your barbecues. If you can get away, I'm sure you can get away with it on Saturday. But Sunday would be the primo day to do your barbecues. All right. With that being said, maybe I should do a... I don't know. Should I do another PSA? I don't have to because I've done about 8 of them today for some reason. let's see. What do we got here? But anyways, back to what I was talking about. I guess not. Whatever, 3:37. I might bounce early only because I want to beat the traffic, but I don't have to. Let's play a couple more songs, and I just want to play a real quick clip. I was in a restaurant the other day, and I don't know what was going on, but all this guy wanted to do, I'm just kidding, was he wanted to serve mashed potatoes. But this is one of my favorite clips ever from the Impractical Jokers, because I love them. But take a listen to this, and if you've seen it, I'm sure you, if you were an Impractical Joker fan, you have. It just cracks me up every time I listen to it.
Whenever he makes up words, I get scared.
Scoop, skip, potatoes. Scoop, skip, potatoes. Scoop, skip, potatoes. Scoop, skip, potatoes. Bang. Scoop, skip, potato. Scoop, skip, boom. Scoop, skip, potatoes. scoop, skip, potato, scoop, skip, potato, scoop, skip, potato, scoop, skip, potato, bang! There's potato flying everywhere! Scoop, skip, potato, you want the scoop skin, you got potatoes. You want the scoop skin, you got potatoes.
The trick is to make them laugh so they don't care.
Where's it going? Scoop skin potatoes. Scoop skin potatoes. Who wants scoop skins? I got potatoes. Who got the scoop skins? I got potatoes.
I'm sorry, if you've never seen that skit by the Impractical Jokers, please look it up. It's called Scoopski Potatoes. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen, I think. I swear to God. Anyways, I do have a PSA. All right, one more quick one before we go, and then I'm going to play a few more musical interludes before I go.
Now, as I was saying, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad, because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
Okay? All right. All right, I'll stop goofing around. I just have time to, because I don't have the other two partners in crime over here interluding with me, interjecting with me, riffing with me. So I'm going to play a couple more songs, come back, say goodbye, enjoy.
Take a seat, it's all over for you and me, girl.
I want to send this next one out before I come back for goodbyes to my baby Dawn. Finger there for my baby Dawn, who I'll be seeing tonight. We'll be squaring to the Red Sox game. And before that, of course, The Chain from Fleetwood Mac, one of my favorite songs as well. Before that, Jane by Jefferson Starship, who, come on. I mean, they're just, they were underrated, I think, their whole career. Anyways, boys and girls, 3:53 in the afternoon. You're listening to The Giddy Up. I already gave you your weekend weather. Right now it is 73 degrees here in Medford. But let's hope it stays right around there, game time. And I'm looking very forward to it. And anyways, I want to thank my compadres, my two partners in crime. Of course, the funny man, Christopher Ridgeway, and the beautiful DJ Carla D. Barreto. And I want to say to you guys, I'm going to take 166 hour break because I need it. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. As I always say, always be a rock, never roll. Stay Boston strong. And We will see you boys and girls next week. So I send you with this. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You know, I used to think that one little person like me couldn't make a difference in the world. Until I got the Compassionate Shopping Guide from the National Anti-Vivisection Society. Now, when I shop for cosmetics and everyday products, I know which companies do and don't test their products on animals.
Credit or debit, Neil?
Credit. Hey, you can make a difference, too, by calling 1-800-888-6287 or visiting navs.org. Check it out.